This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And Mr. Denny Howell from Mahalo Banking is in the studio lounge with us. Denny, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Look at you all festive. You're ready. You look like you just got off the plane from Hawaii.
Right? Yeah, I'm Magnum PI today, right? With the hat and everything going.
Without the Ferrari, unfortunately.
That's right. Without the Ferrari.
Someday. Soon.
Maybe I can get a Fiero.
There you go.
That's right.
Fix it up. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's a good look. All right, hey, let's leave the car talk to the Car Talk radio show.
For sure.
Let's talk about a little bit about fintech. Before we talk about that, how's the show going for you guys?
It's a great show. This is just, it's one of those shows you got to be at.
Yep.
You know, there's so many credit unions here, you know, that you have to be out here, name recognition, you got to talk to people.
Yeah.
Super important show. I mean, the whole premise of the GAC is it's an amazing, you know, the credit union movement, everything. So
everything's on a grand scale here.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, you walk by, you see, you know, people in uniform all over. It's cool.
People in uniform, really?
Yeah, we were walking down and we saw a whole bunch of people from the Coast Guard carrying a bunch
of
stuff. Yeah, it was awesome. It was amazing.
Oh, very exciting. Oh, I like that. I like that type of uniform. All right. Yeah, because they're doing an amazing job serving our country. Big time. Big time.
All the time.
All right. Hey, let's talk a little technology here. You guys recently put out a press release, if I can get that out, on neurodiversity. All right. Share with us what that is all about, and then how does it relate to credit unions?
Yeah. So, you know, neurodiversity, it's a newer word that's gaining traction.
Okay.
And they keep pushing other things into it, right? So originally neurodiversity, you know, is more ADHD, ADD, maybe autism.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, spectrum, you know, but it doesn't, there's a lot of other things it includes, you know, people with epilepsy, dyslexia, people have trouble reading, any of that. We actually include people with color blindness into that,
really?
And also, you know, left-handed people. And
I'm left-handed.
Yeah, there you go. See, and we create things for left-handed people now.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Because I went through high school and middle school on a right-handed desk, and that was
horrible,
torture.
Right?
Yeah, I had to like that. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah. But so it's just, you know, it's, I think it's, you know, we can meet features and functionalities with anybody out there, you know, transferring money, you know, today, tomorrow, fast movement, you know, great remote deposit, PFM, you know, we can do all of that. But I think the one thing that's been missing is there's a percentage of the population that has trouble using any app in general, and especially digital banking apps, because, you know, maybe their credits and debits are red and green and they're color coded, and I'm red and green colorblind. So when I see that, I have a very hard time distinguishing
like
those
stoplight.
Two.
That's why they have stoplight. The stoplight.
That's why
vertical.
You know that
the
red, red is on red,
yeah,
right? You
yeah.
know, and then when you go to Chicago, it's, you know, on the left, right? So you got
to
know
that
they're sideways, right? But these are all these little niches, you know, people that have, you know, special abilities is really what I call it, you know, because, you know, they're nothing negative,
right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, so you have to cater to everybody. And
right.
with the neurodiversity, not including color blindness and left-handed, that's 15 to 20% of the population. And if you start adding in those other pieces, you know, anywhere from between 25% of the population around there has problems using current applications. And that's potentially 25% of a credit union's membership that is not using digital banking all the way, that gets in it to do very little. They don't see their ads.
No idea.
They don't see any of that. So we really want to be inclusive. We talk about being member-centric, and that's what we mean. Every member counts regardless of what they have,
mm-hmm.
you know, any ability they have or not.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So how do you guys incorporate that into an app or into a financial services or a credit union's technology,
yeah,
if you
so,
will?
Yeah, so, you know, we did a lot of research on it, and we kind of found out all the things that are a little bit different. Like, you talk about dyslexic people, you know, they have a hard time reading. There's actual specific fonts out there that are built for people that have dyslexia, so that way it puts the font out there, it's a little bit easier for them to read. So we have a very specific thing in our app that a member can go in and they can change over to any font they want, especially the dyslexic app,
dyslexic
font, and kind of read that a little bit more. Same thing with, like, say, right-handed, left-handed. You know, right hand, everybody's phones are right-handed, where everything's on this side, okay. Right? So we have a left-hand mode where you put it, and the menu switches over, the buttons switch over to the left side, so it's
sign
easier.
Me up.
Right, and then you're not reaching all the way across, and the palm of your thumb is clicking on other things.
Yep.
And those are just two examples, but I mean, even more than that, you know, we use Lottie animations in our app. So if I want to exit the app, it can have a little animation, and every credit union can customize it, make their own animations, whatever, but people with epilepsy have a hard time sometimes with those animations, because it can trigger. So epileptic people can go in and they can turn off animations.
Okay.
So again, we're really focusing on all of that, making sure that our font sizes, the hierarchy of everything that we do is very there. It's visible. So people with ADHD or ADD, you know, it's easy for them to understand. Every screen's the same. They don't have to try to learn a new screen every time they go to another one. You know, it's very cool. A lot of research on it, but we didn't see anybody else even thinking about it, you know?
I'm going to be totally transparent here. I've never heard of it before. So until you guys sent out that press release, I went, what is this?
The only thing I've seen colorblind mode in is video games. And it's usually first person, second person shooters, stuff like that, where they need to be able to really see the difference in the screen. So we're kind of bringing it to a whole new level and bringing it into the digital banking application. And we're real proud to be the first one to do it, you know, and be that member centric.
Yeah, because I think it may have been Jim who posted it on LinkedIn or something like that, and the comments were like, oh my gosh, kudos to you guys for doing something like this, or it was like, why didn't we think of this?
It is. You can say, I can build a faster payment method and I can get your payment there an hour quicker, and you won't get those comments, but you'll get those comments because it touches people, because people have family members that are dyslexic or have ADHD or have autism or anything like that. On demos, I'm going to tell you, every single demo we do, as soon as I say something about it having a left-hand mode, you can tell there's left-handed people in the room. Every time. They're all like, so left-handed app, you know?
Thank you.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just cool, you know, and we're going to continue to expand on it.
Yeah.
You know, neurodiversity is growing and growing, and, you know, more things are getting included into that. So we're always going to continue to research and look at that and kind of find that and see what we can build.
What feedback have you gotten from credit unions so far? And I'm sure it's all positive.
It's all positive. Yeah. I mean, to the point where I think they're just amazed that it's never been thought of and that people are doing it. We were talking to a credit union today, showing them, and she goes, this is thoughtful banking. And I never thought of it like that, but it is thoughtful, right? Because we are thinking about everybody and not just, you know, the 80% of the population that can do everything perfectly or whatever, you know. It's everybody counts.
Right. Ah, love it. And that's a very credit union thing to do, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, you guys are right there in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, so we're hoping to kind of bring that out and let credit unions just be fully inclusive.
Right on. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of folks signing up for that.
Yeah, so, absolutely. We got a lot of interest, so it's been amazing.
Yeah, I think then people start. So what else is new at Mahalo Banking these days? What's going on?
You know, we're just
there at Turtle Bay.
Yeah, we're still just focusing on always enhancing our product and what we do. You know, again, we rolled out this new version. I mean, we built an entire new UI in 1 year. Beautiful UI in 1 year with all the neurodiversity into it, and we're just continuing that process. You know, now, you know, we're continuing on online account opening and our online lending platform, and again, making sure that the neurodiversity aspect is included in that. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm a dyslexic member and I want to open an account, it should be easy for me to open an account.
Yeah. Well, does the neurodiversity part of it make it a bit more time-consuming to launch
new
stuff?
I think it made it more time-consuming in the design process, right?
Yeah.
Because if you have a good design system, then whatever you build follows into that design system, makes it very simple.
Kind of like a template almost.
Exactly. It's a template for everything. So building that initial design system, it takes time.
Right.
It's trial and error and seeing what works.
Right.
Because you're building it for every size screen there is, from a phone to, you know, a small monitor to the largest monitor to a TV, right? So you have to make sure that it's consistent across all those platforms.
Right.
But once you get to that point, you know, every time you get to a smaller screen, how the screen breaks down, it's very easy to kind of continue to build functionality onto that.
Take me back to the very beginning here, Denny. Not the beginning of time, but the beginning of neurodiversity in Mahalo's viewpoint. What sparked this idea to get you guys going on it? Obviously, nobody's doing this.
Right.
So, but what were the initial conversations like?
So we were in some design meetings, and I was working, myself and Ken Kondo were working on some things and kind of building some stuff out, and Ken built a left-hand mode. And they says, oh, you can toggle it to go to the other side. So we kind of talked about it a little bit more, and then we said, well, let's make sure you can toggle back and forth. And then we were talking about apps and making, you know, debits and credits different colors. And I said, well, just remember, I'm colorblind, mm-hmm. so red and green is a hard issue.
Right.
And Ken thought about it. He's like, you know what, maybe we should incorporate a colorblind theme for everything.
Yeah.
And I said, that
yeah.
would be amazing. And we just started digging down that path, and Jim brought it up. He goes, I really think we need to kind of dig down neurodiversity and kind of see what's there. We
yeah.
started looking at that, and there's just so many possibilities, so many ways to help members
yeah.
That it just it's a no brainer, really.
Yeah.
It was.
Now, yeah, when you look at it like that, you know, it's like yeah. it is a no brainer. Again, it's like, why didn't I think of that?
Right.
You know,
well, everybody's and I understand everybody's trying to solve. Hey, how do you get a member, you know, onboarded quicker? How can you process a loan application faster? You know, how do you move money faster? And all those are important, and we concentrate on all of those too, but nobody's concentrating on those very specific
yeah.
member,
yeah.
you know, abilities.
Right. Well, leave it to you guys at Mahalo Banking to think of this type of stuff.
Always. I mean, we got a lot of great people. I didn't even know where I was going to go with that.
I know you do.
I was going to we got a lot of people on the spectrum, me included. So I think we think of those things all the time.
It goes without saying, Denny.
That's right.
All right, anything else to add, sir? This is good stuff.
No, it's great. I appreciate any time you have us to talk.
Anytime, sir. You're welcome anytime. All right, Denny
awesome.
Howell, everybody from Mahalo Banking. Go check them out and their neurodiversity applications.
Awesome.
So, yeah, good stuff.
Thank you very much.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.